It's Thanksgiving at our house and I'm singing a tune.
I'm cooking in the kitchen, it's what I always have to do.
I'm reading the paper, it's how I disengage.
I'm brand new to this family, I'm not all that well.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trish, and Eric, and Kathleen behind the glass. And I'll tell you, you know, Trish, I usually call you Trisha. I just called you Trish. That's weird. But anyway, oh, wait, Joseph, we got to announce the song first.
Well, it's the Thanksgiving song part one. This is something I found on YouTube.
Oh,
you know
really?
How families, they go on YouTube and they record these interesting
No, never
songs.
Heard of it.
You'll hear part two coming up after this exciting interview.
Right, and then I could say I heard part one. But we saw the most amazing play, profound, powerful, and we are so honored to have the lead actor in this play with us today. The play is called Disgrace, playing at the Arizona Theater Company, of course, Herberger Theater, up until the 29th. Joining us right now, Elijah Alexander, who played Amir. Elijah, how are you?
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate
you are more than welcome. I got to tell you right now, before we get into the significance of this play, your acting was so phenomenal. The nonverbal expressions and the physical actions that you had to go through were just, it was incredible. The best performance I've ever seen.
Well, that means a lot. I appreciate you saying that. And thank you for also coming out and supporting it and, you know, sharing in our offering, and because it is, you know, it's, we all feel very strongly about how important it is, how important a play it is, and so we want people to come out and see it.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And of course, there's the performance 2 o'clock today, 8 o'clock today, tomorrow,
right.
1 o'clock and 7 p.m., I believe. You got one next Wednesday, Friday, and then the 28th and 29th again. So, yeah. I recommend everyone see this. And Trisha, I know you got a few questions you're just dying to ask.
Oh, yes. Well, you said, this was, or is, this play is a phenomenal, powerful, thought-provoking play. I don't think any one viewer views it exactly the same. And I really appreciated when we attended on Sunday. We weren't able to make it on Saturday's show, but we got there on Sunday. Having that Q&A with some of the actors, you were unable to come and join us that time, Elijah, which I was really sad about because...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, I will tell you, every single
one... If I'd known you were there, I would have stayed.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, we understand what it's like to have fur children that need us and need attention. And when daddy's gone that long, it's not a good thing. So we do understand that. But I just... do they do that after every show, or was that just a one-time idea?
No, usually in every venue they do 1 to 2 post-show discussions, and I think here in Phoenix, while we're here, there are 3.
Okay.
And yeah, during double days, given how far we are from the theater and given the demands of the show, it's sometimes challenging to stay after and do it. I did one this past Wednesday when we had one show, mm-hmm. but when we have other things, dependents and things, it's tough. You know, we transplant our lives here to leave our families and to leave our communities and come to. I mean, the reason I came here is to do this play, so I'm very grateful to. Be a part of it,
I have to tell you, Elijah, we are very grateful. Not that there's not a lot of great talent here in Phoenix, because there is, but I was so impressed, and I've seen shows in New York and you know, everywhere, London, wherever, and I will tell you, like Dave said, you become a mirror, and your emotions and all of this conflict that you have within yourself, your body language, your speech patterns, you embody that and you really draw us in. And granted, of course, you are the main character, and you know, and it is your story, you know. Yeah. But you do such a phenomenal job. And of course, this is a Pulitzer Prize winning play, but
it is,
but
yeah,
your performance was so powerful and so strong. I want to ask you,
please,
when you were looking to get this role, how did reading this play or understanding this play, how did it affect you at that time? And has there been any further effect that it's had on you since you've been playing this part?
That's a great question. Really great question.
Thank you.
First of all, thank you for your remarks. It's really heartening to be recognized for, you know, something that we are passionate about. Also, thank you all for coming to see the show before doing an interview. It's the exception, not the rule. And I really appreciate when people who are doing interviews and doing Q&As actually know the material, have seen the production, and can, you know, and are coming from an informed sort of perspective on mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you guys are obviously patrons of theater, it means a lot, and they have seen a lot. So thank you for that. So when I first became introduced to this play, I was very afraid, actually. I had worked with Eyad Akhtar once before last year on a play of his called The Invisible Hand, mm-hmm. which is another remarkable, remarkable play. And I got to work side by side with him, which was an experience that changed my life. His being one of the most important voices of our generation now. And I knew that after having read that play and then having met him and learned a little bit about his past, his perspective, his passions, his artistry. So I became very sort of excited by his work. Now, when I was introduced to Disgraced, I was actually approached about this production before I really knew the play.
Mm.
And I sat down with it and I read the play and I thought, I really don't want to do this. And I had to sort of come back to the play, read it again, read it a third time, and then realize what about it was frightening me, was scaring me. And then, of course, that was the reason I had to do the play eventually. because the very things that unsettled me about it were the things that I needed to explore in doing this. And I realized that, you know, that my body of experience would add some value to this production. So now in the course of, you know, getting into it, my... you know, you have to, when you approach a character, any character, it doesn't matter what they do or say, when you sign on to do it, you have, in order to get into the skin of the character, you have to release yourself from all judgment of the character's, you know, actions and really try to empathize on a basic human level with everything that character's gone through and what led him or her to the point of, you know, where the drama begins, and then allow yourself, make yourself supple, allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to take that journey in a truthful, as truthful a way as you can. So, I have learned so much from not only Amir, but this play, and the audience. You know, you learn, you enter into this rehearsal process with the director and your other colleagues, and everything is fresh and exciting, and you're learning constantly and making discoveries daily. That work, actually, and that process doesn't end. It only sort of becomes more intense when you add the element of the audience and you get into a real flow with your colleagues, where you know the show so well that you can continue to sort of discover new elements that arise in the moment. And it's been that kind of experience. I've learned a great deal from, you know, you do the show six to eight times a week. You develop a second hand, like I said, with your colleagues, and that allows you to really be present and open to whatever may happen. I guess I'm getting a little off point. I continue to learn show to show, and we have only 9 more shows left, which is kind of sad. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing what there is what more there is to discover and what more there is to learn by doing it. It's amazing. Every audience is different, so you have a fluctuating, changing element with the audience, and then of course, you know, with the new things changing in the world daily,
yes.
This production, this play, is being reinforced daily by world events.
Yeah.
And then of course the audience being changed by world events, bringing that energy into the theater. It really makes it feel vital, and there's an exhilaration to every time we do the play. It's really heartening and exciting.
Well, you know what we should do, Tricia, is a brief description of what this play is for the audience, so they can get a little taste of it. Do you want to describe real briefly? I mean, really about four people with different backgrounds. I mean, it involves prejudice, betrayal, profiling. I mean, it's current events right now with politics and religion, and it's sort of it's really a dinner party where all these things come out, different views, different identity issues, and the current events with what's happening, I guess you could say, in Paris a bit, and controversial type of things.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of the things. I mean, I would describe it as an incredibly intricate, almost spiderweb type play, which is just phenomenal. So many shows or plays or whatever that we go to, books that we read, you can tell that the author is trying to guide you to a certain understanding at the end of the play. You do not get that in this play.
Right.
In this play, that is up to you as the viewer. I really feel like it takes you, makes you be introspective. It makes you examine your own beliefs, dare I say prejudices. I know that's not, you know, politically correct, but to me it means your preconceived judgments, that you have to really look at yourself, and then it has to open up honest, open communication. And during that question and answer period, it was amazing as someone would ask a question or make a comment of how this touched them, you'd hear somebody else go, oh no, I don't agree with that at all. No, that was totally off base. Every person is different, and that is part of the beauty of this experience. And that's all I can call it, as an experience. But I guess what I would say is it's about these relationships between friends, coworkers, spouses, and other external family members. And it goes in and delves into our religious, political, cultural differences and belief systems, and how even when someone appears to be they understand, and that there looks to be great communication between this couple, then you find out that it was superficial, and what was really deep down was not fully discussed, but rather suppressed. And then it just all comes to a head during this party, and I just incredible. I don't know if that's a very good job of it.
Well, we should probably.
That's really well done. That's a great description. I mean, it's you're right on the money. What's really terrific about this play is that, I mean, you're dealing with all these large issues, important issues, and yet it's a very domestic, very relatable story about people that, you know, regardless of your, you know, class, you know, the community, you can relate to these people. You know where they all come from, mm-hmm. and yeah. we all have a relationship with these type, this type of group, these types of people, mm-hmm. and we all have a relationship to 9/11. We all have a relationship to what's been going on in the world, you know, in the last 20 years. But what it is it starts out as a romantic comedy. It starts mm-hmm. out as a domestic comedy, mm-hmm. and that was very deliberate on the part of the playwright. And it, you know, it's set in 2011 in an Upper East Side, New York, Manhattan, New York apartment, and these are all people working and thriving at the top of their game in their fields. But yeah,
each with a different background. I mean, ex-Muslim, right. African-American, a Jew, and a WASP. I mean, you right. look at it, all four, and of course you're going to have, I mean, it's just natural to have different, just different traditions and customs that will affect the present day, right?
Right, right.
Those core beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something that we all come face to face with on a daily basis. I mean, whether you live in the Midwest or you live in a big city or you live, I mean, that's what America has become, this true melting pot of so many, such a diverse combination of, sometimes clashing cultures, sometimes, I mean, I think ultimately the playwright is asking questions, and like Tricia said, Tricia, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, like Tricia said, you know, he doesn't give you any answers. He doesn't set out to give you answers. He gives his own perspective through the mouth, you know, the mouthpieces of these characters. But he wants to provoke, to challenge. He wants to expose, and then he wants the audience members to come up with the answers for themselves. And it's a rare thing. It's, you know, no wonder it won the Pulitzer. Not every play does this, has this kind of impact.
Let me ask you one more question, and then we'd certainly love to get you on again. This is this important in today's current events, but I suspect, and I told Tricia this, depending on the audience, you're going to get a different reaction, I think. I mean, if you have a real, let's say, use political terms, sort of a liberal audience, you get one. I think more to the right, you'll get another. Probably geographically, you'll get others. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. We have the audience members who are very vocal during the show. Voicing their opinions about, you know, when the trigger topics come up, you know, when we start talking about Israel, the Middle East, when we start talking yeah. about 9/11, you get sometimes very audible reactions, either one way or another, and it's I love that. We love that. I mean, it's
oh, cool.
because I mean that's. What's not so great is when you have cell phones going off and
right.
you know people having conversations, you know, that detract from what's happening on stage. But
definitely.
we love to be fed by, you know, those kind of reactions, because it really is a communal experience.
It definitely is. And we're coming up on a hard break, and I hate to
cut
you off.
Yeah,
but we love the show. We'll try to talk a little bit more about it when
yeah.
we can. But thank you, Elijah, so very much. And everybody, you need to get out to Herberger Theater. If there are still tickets left, snap them up. You've
yes.
got to see this movie.
Thank you so much.
Not movie,
this
play.
They're going quick. You guys are great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elijah.
That's Elijah mm-hmm. Alexander playing Amir in such a phenomenal play called Disgraced, Joseph.
Yeah, it sounded
you
got to
go see it. I'm not kidding.
And
this
a powerful
is the
performance
best I've
by
ever
him.
Seen. Yeah.
Right. But we're going to quickly play a part of the song that I told you we were going to play earlier, Thanksgiving Song Part 2. I know I...
It's Thanksgiving. We thank God for family. Thank God.